food is a major part of any successful weekend-long festival. Solid Sound will have amazing food and drink all weekend long. We're going to learn now about a couple of individual super special curated culinary events. Nice, Sarah. The proceeds from which will benefit the education programs here at Mass MoCA.
And we are joined by Jody Joseph, Mass MoCA's Director of Communications, Nancy Thomas, owner of Meze Incorporated Restaurant Group and co-producer of Mass MoCA Culinary Events, Chris Weld, owner of Berkshire Mountain Distillers, and Susie Konecki from Cricket Creek Farm.
Indeed. Thank you all for being here. Thank you very, very much. Let us begin and talk a little bit about what this weekend means for you. And I guess, Nancy, I mean, this is a big weekend.
It's a great weekend. And thank you for having us here. Getting in front of the Wilco audience is a terrific opportunity to talk about local food and Wilco's commitment to farmers markets and supporting of local food has been a great opportunity for us to talk about what's happening here in the Berkshires with small farms and how our chefs are crafting terrific menus that we can feature at a special event at Mass MoCA.
And small farms aren't easy, are they? Because we just saw the farm bill, the national farm bill, go down, probably because of agribusiness in the middle of the country, which, you know, feeds so many people.
Absolutely.
It's really not a good thing.
Absolutely. But small farms are really good things for people.
Berkshire County. Yeah,
yes,
sure.
And for they Berkshire are. County.
As our small batch distilleries like Berkshire Mountain Brewers, who's also right. here and is a big contributor to this weekend's culinary events.
You know, you're our patron saint. So,
talk distillers, and you got Joe's attention.
We'll talk about that in just a second. But Jody, I mean, putting this all together, really from the beginning of this festival, the culinary arts have been a part of it.
Yeah, Deb Bernardini from Tony Margherita Management, who is Wilco's management. Her idea was to do something different, something that was not festival food. And she worked with Jennifer Trainer Thompson, who is Mass MoCA's special events director. And Jennifer is also a James Beard nominated cookbook author. So she has lots of her hands in lots of culinary happenings here in the Berkshires. So they sort of conceived this outstanding in the mill, if you will, a riff on outstanding in the field to support our local culinary scene and to really feature what's going on here in with the food and spirit movement.
So let's talk about the spirit movement for a second. So Chris, how this is the first year of the involvement in the festival?
This is the first year fully sponsoring at the festival, but Mass MoCA has been using our products for a few years now.
And so what will you be doing on site during the festival? How does that take place?
Our spirits are featured at a bunch of the bars on site. And then also tomorrow night with Nancy, we're doing a tasting for, I believe it's 150 people, and sort of exposing them to local wares, local food, local spirits.
What's your wildest offering?
Tomorrow night, probably will be a corn whiskey smash.
A corn whiskey. And how do you make that again?
So it's with our corn whiskey that's 90% corn. The corn's grown in Berkshire County. It's 10% barley. And then with a sour.
Where's the barley made?
The barley is northern New England, southern Canada. Yeah. Very tough to get small grains locally.
Yeah. Some guys are beginning to grow their own
starting
barley.
To. There's a small malt house in the valley.
Yeah.
And then it's
okay. So you smash it all up.
We mix it with mint that will come from my garden, and a sour mix that's fresh and made in Connecticut by a group called Ripe.
What's that sour mix?
It's an agave based mix. It's basically citrus, a lemon, a little bit of agave water, essentially.
Isn't agave something that comes from birds? Sorry.
Okay. That would be the base of tequila, right?
Yeah, the wonderful base of tequila. So, what is your? Do you? When it comes to distilling in this region, what works to your advantage?
You know, when I started 6 years ago, I think it was somewhat serendipitous to be in the Berkshires. I mean, I knew the Berkshires were progressive, but the areas turned out to be just a wonderful nursery for starting a distillery and working with great local chefs like Nancy and restaurants. And it's just been a really supportive area. And there's, you know, it's tough to source some things locally. The small grains are botanicals, but we do a lot of fun things with the local restaurants, and I think that the Berkshires, sort of between farms and everything's on the verge of really going to the next step. And so we'll be talking about, you know, using our spent grains for local pigs and trying to raise some other local grains, smaller grains that we could use, and so on.
I mean, I assume you've learned a lot of the entire. This entire movement of distilling has learned a lot from small craft brewing of what is possible.
There are many parallels, and right now, you know, the craft distilling world is burgeoning, and we went from 30 or 40 when I started to a few hundred right now. But for me, it was a very steep learning curve. I had a biochem background, so there were a lot of, you know, parallels from what I used to do.
Sure.
But certainly a ton of new stuff to learn.
So you're making a living, are you?
It's getting there. Yeah, it's getting there. If you could define
my favorite question, you know.
If you could define making a living, I paid taxes last year. If that answers
that's
the question.
Well, that's a great thing.
It's a good sign.
But the other thing too is that it's because I think because we have this local food movement that we've been talking about, and because people want to buy local, that when we see, are you allowed? I don't know what the law is here. Are you allowed to be at a farmer's market?
Mass just approved wine, but not spirits. But we are allowed to sell spirits retail with my farm distiller's license, but the distiller is at my house and I've got kids and I don't want people coming up drunk on Saturday night saying, can I get one more bottle? The store's closed, type of thing. But
seems like a smart life decision.
But we're actually looking to move off campus where we will be able to do that.
That's awesome. Let us talk to Susan Konecki, who is from Cricket Creek Farm, and your participation in the festival. What will you be doing this weekend?
I'm going to be providing cheese to the local foods dinner that Nancy is putting together this weekend.
And an amazing cheese.
It's quite amazing.
How do you make it?
Well, we start with 25 cows and hopefully some sun and some grass.
Yeah,
we make all the cheese right in Williamstown.
Mix, stir, and enjoy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Does it smell when you're making it?
It's quite fragrant. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially when the cows are on grass and they're eating all sorts of wild things. The milk is fragrant and the cheese is quite fragrant.
But you've gotten used to it.
Quite used to it, yeah.
So for you, making the cheese, like, what do you enjoy making? What is fun? And is that the same thing that say, they want for the menu? And, you know, of what is popular? Are those parallel?
I hope so. It's fun to make new cheeses. It's fun to experiment. It's fun to kind of try things that we haven't done before, twists on our favorite recipes. And it's fun to try to help the milk adapt to the seasonal changes that's coming through in the flavors.
So, for example?
So, when the cows first start eating grass, when they go back in the barn and they eat hay
after
again,
the
milk is totally different. And it's fun to, you know, try to keep somewhat of a consistency, but also celebrate those changes.
Can you tell? I mean, if you have hay milk?
Absolutely. Yeah, have you ever drank fresh milk?
No, I don't drink milk.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, great. Yeah. Great. Yeah. What, did I say something bad? I guess
I did.
You
didn't say anything bad. I just think it's just city mouse, country mouse. That's all.
I should have brought some for you.
Yeah.
And this is where the cream literally rises to the top.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And in that process, where does your artisan self take over? Of like what you do with that?
Yeah, well, we have to know how to craft the milk to become the cheese when the milk is a very different product every time. It's like a baker, you know, baking bread, and the flour is different day to day based on whether, you know, the cows are stressed, based on whether it's raining or snowing and what they're eating. And so we're starting with the same base product, but the same base product is always different. So as a cheesemaker, you have to know how to adapt to that.
This has nothing to do with what you're talking about, but Roselle and I noticed the other day that it was raining and the cows were standing up. And we always thought the cows lay down. Can you explain that to me?
They are quite sensitive to the rain, yeah.
But why were they standing up as opposed to lying down like they always do?
Well, sometimes they lay down, sometimes they stand up. If it's all wet, you wouldn't want to lay down either, maybe.
You make a point.
What stresses a cow?
Heat. They prefer it chilly.
Yeah.
You know, the rain can be quite stressful. Food, they think, you know, they have a pretty one-track mind, so not getting enough to eat or not getting the right
things. So you don't make cheese once they're stressed. You can tell they're stressed.
Well, we do have to make cheese still.
But you have to compensate.
We have to compensate, exactly.
Yeah. Well, You know, that's interesting. Can we talk to Nancy for a minute?
Go ahead.
Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
So I wanted to ask you about your chain of restaurants. Meze was up here in Williamstown.
Yeah.
It started. And now we have Allium in, or some people say aluminum.
Allium in Great Barrington.
Allium in Great Barrington, right near us, which seems to be doing quite well. Is the restaurant business getting tougher or easier?
The restaurant business is always a tough business, and I think lots of people understand that to a certain degree. But I think what's exciting about the restaurant business, more importantly, is that there are more and more small farmers as far as like a business model. Supporting and buying local food probably costs more, and I'm a big advocate in saying that it's worth more to the people.
But all restaurants seem to be saying, you know, farm to table now. Lot of them seem to
There's
be
a
saying
loose
that. Does it mean anything?
It does, but it is definitely overused in marketing terminology today. Farm to table, really in Berkshire County, what's special about it, as we have craft producers sitting with us today, we have lots of small farms. We're using at least 16 for our two dinners this tomorrow evening. And
are they sold out, by the way? Or can people take part of those, or are they done?
They're pretty much done.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to...
Yeah, I appreciate you asking.
Yeah.
So does Mass Mocha.
Yeah.
But...
Jody's giving me the thumbs up. How are we, Jody? Are we good, Jody?
We're lucky.
There's a waiting list.
Yeah,
so
there's
if
a
there
waiting
are festival
list.
Goers listening to this broadcast, eager to get in on the local food
There's
events,
a waiting list.
Mm-hmm. Check
okay,
in
all right.
At
okay,
the box
just
office.
So we know that. All right.
But what's exciting about being a restaurateur, being in the biz in the Berkshires, is access to great product. Great product being we buy whole animals, we get lots of the beautiful produce is happening now, we can have distilled spirits, we get cheese year-round, there's lots of exciting things happening.
So when you buy a whole animal, who does the dirty work?
Well, for instance, Kim Wells from East Mountain Farm in Williamstown is providing our pigs. We buy at Meze one pig per week from Kim Wells. Ooh. It's raised naturally in a little forested area on his property, and a little squeamish sometimes. People we talk about, it goes to a slaughterhouse.
We Americans like to...
We like to pass that over.
But we don't like to know where it's coming from.
Yes, but we know that our farmer is raising, you know, animals that are of heritage breed, that are on good diets, that are humanely raised. There's a schedule. We take them to the slaughterhouse. It's USDA inspected. We have to make sure that we do the right stuff.
Yeah.
We bring it back to the restaurant whole, and then the chefs get to craft their hand to making prime cuts and charcuterie and hams and all the exciting things that we want to eat today.
Well, as we mentioned, food is a major part of this weekend's festival, and of course, such a part of our region. And we thank all of you for being here, Jody and Nancy and Chris and Susie. Have a wonderful weekend! Thank you very much, and thank you for all that you do. It's a pleasure to have you with
us.
Well,
thanks for supporting
us.
We appreciate it.
You're listening to the Roundtable's live broadcast from the Solid Sound Festival in Mass Mocha on WAMC.